We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
James, Mr. Piano, Clitheroe.
Here we are, Jimmy. This is Mr. Greatorp's house. I know that because I've just seen his sister having a bath in the garden. No, I mean, his sister's a bird. She's got a bath in the garden. On top of that pole. Not her, but the bird bath.
It's up the pole?
Yeah.
Like you?
Oh, don't be cheeky. You just had a lift on my motorbike. Now, don't forget that.
I won't. My stomach'll remind me.
What are you talking about?
You took me all over those potholes right after a big tea. I'm not kidding. Me baked beans were bouncing about like the bullets in a Wild West gunfight.
Look, I've got you to Craythorpe's in time for your piano lesson, so stop grumbling.
You'd grumble if you spent every Monday night stuck in Mr. Craythorpe's musical torture chamber. You should have heard him last week. James, you must play with more feeling. You must make the piano sing. I said, let's stuff a Swiss roll inside and see if it'll yodel.
Oh, give over. You should think yourself lucky learning the piano. When I was a lad, I had to learn what my dad played and I didn't fancy it because he had a big drum.
Through eating too many potatoes?
Yeah. No. No, he was in a brass band, but his drum was bigger than him, and when they went out on processions, he couldn't see over the top of it, and he kept going the wrong way. He finished up in the canal once.
And that's how he got barnacles on his bearskin.
No, it didn't. I was about to go of my own accord.
You what?
James, I've been listening to your scales for the past 15 minutes, and they are dreadful.
Well, I know there were a few wrong notes, but my hands did start and finish together, didn't they?
Look, stop being funny and play me the scale of C major.
C major? Yes. Is that the one where I jump from one white'un to another white'un and land on a black'un?
Oh, saints preserve us. C major is the open scale. You use only the white notes. Now, off you go.
Right. Scale of C major. Scale of C major. Are you sure you wouldn't like chopsticks again?
No, thank you, James.
Oh, go on, Mr. Craythorpe. I'll give you chopsticks. Cross hands this time.
Look, there is middle C where you start from. Now play me the scale.
Oh, all right then. Eyes down for a full scale.
Now go on, James. Continue upwards. That's right. Carry on. What have you stopped for?
If I go any further, I'll fall off the end of the piano.
James, I don't want to hear any more funny remarks. Play me the Beethoven minuet and then you can have a rest.
Better still, I'll play you God Save the Queen and then I can go home.
James, if you don't want to feel my ruler on your knuckles, you'd better play the minuet.
Oh, all right, Mr. Craythorpe. Here goes.
Stop, James. Stop. Stop.
Second chorus. All together now.
James, what was that meant to be?
What was wrong with it?
That music is supposed to conjure up a picture of two stately courtiers doing a minuet. Your left hand was far too fast.
Well, perhaps one of them was doing the twist.
I shall do the twist in a moment with my hands round your... Oh, what's the use? I can do nothing with you.
Oh, well, if you've taught me everything you know, I'll be off.
That will do. You ought to make the most of your talents, regardless of the hard work. When Mozart was a boy, he practiced for hours and hours in a cold, dark attic. And when he grew older, look what happened to him.
Yes, he died.
Look, just play that minuet again whilst I answer the door. Go on, I should be listening.
Oh, all right, Mr. Craythorpe. I was just going to play your signature tune.
What's that?
The Donkey Serenade.
Oh, turn it up. I've caught call back because I thought your lessons have been nearly over. Did you want to lift home?
Oh, but I haven't finished playing yet, Alfie. Would you like to hear the flight of the bumblebee?
Oh, yes, I would.
Well, stick your head in a beehive.
It sounds a good idea, Mrs. Billington. You say it applies to Jimmy's class as well?
That is correct. All the junior classes in the school will provide one pupil to play in the end-of-term musical concert.
And they're picking the boys on Saturday, you say?
Yes. I believe young James plays the piano.
Plays it? That's a good one. The only time he goes near the piano is to stand the dartboard on it.
Susan, that'll do, love.
Sorry, Mother.
Well, though I say it myself, my little suggestion has been well received, especially by my dear friend, Mrs. Whiteside, the mayoress, you know.
Oh, yes, I've heard she's a very keen music lover.
Yes, and she has graciously donated a prize worth 10 guineas to each lucky pupil selected.
10 guineas? For that, our Jimmy would be a whole one-man band. Oh, excuse me. I can see Alfie's motorbike just pulling up outside. I want him to go an errand for me before he puts it away. I'll just go and speak to him.
Yes, any boy playing a standard musical instrument will be eligible for consideration.
Alfie, before you put your bike away, could I have a word with you?
Just a minute, Alfie. Susan wants to speak to you.
Oh, what about?
I think she wants to ask you to run away and get married to somebody else.
Oh, be quiet. Alfie, while you've got your bike out, would you go an errand for me?
Ah, Susan, you know I'd do anything for you. Yeah, what is it?
Would you go to the chemist and get a home perm?
Give over, he doesn't use a home perm, do you, Alfie?
No, of course not. Mike, when I was 17, I once tried curling my hair with a poker, but it was too hot and I was half bald for 3 weeks. But in those days, I was young and daft.
And now you're old and daft.
That's right. Susan, would you mind not looking while I clout him?
Look, get in the house, troublemaker.
All right, Susan.
Not you, Jimmy.
All right, I'm going.
And when you get in there, be careful what you say. Mrs. Billington's called.
Biggie Billington. Hey, Ozzy wrote a song about her. Listen. Sweetest little biggie, couldn't touch her toes, 'cause her arms were shorter than a great long shiny nose.
Look, stop being rude and leave us alone.
Oh, all right then, cheerio, Alfie.
Yeah, cheerio, Jimmy.
Don't keep our Susan standing out there too long, or the neighbours will think we've bought a scarecrow. Right, now I'll go and say hello to Winnie the Woodpecker.
I like anything that has a good tune. I happen to be very fond of the thieving magpie.
She must mean her husband.
What was that, boy?
Oh, I thought I saw your husband up a tree, up the street.
Jimmy, Mrs. Billington's been telling us about the end-of-term concert at school. Did you know about it?
Oh, that. I heard something about it in class this morning. I wonder what Twit thought of that.
I did.
Oh, what a smashing idea.
Jimmy, Mrs. Billington was saying they're picking one boy from each class, and I hope you put your name forward.
Well, I did say I might think about it, because they've only got two names so far, Ozzie and Charlie Thompson, and they'd never pick Charlie in a million years.
Why, what instrument does he play?
Well, he tries to blow the cornet. I think he'd do better if he filled it with ice cream and sucked it.
I understand your friend Oswald Higginbottom is showing considerable promise on the piano.
You what? Ozzy, a pianist. I heard better music last night when Grandad fell over the dustbin. He sang a few funny words as well, but I daren't tell you what they were.
Jimmy, I'm quite sure my son can do as well as Ozzy, Mrs. Billington.
Perhaps, but I am assured by Oswald's music teacher, Dr. Benson, that the boy is already developing quite a repertoire.
I know, it's all them meat pies he keeps eating.
Quiet. Yes, Mrs. Billington. I'm sure that if Jimmy puts his mind to it, he has a very good chance of winning that 10-guinea prize.
Look, Mum, I don't think I want to... 10 guineas?
Yes, it's a prize donated by the Lady Mayoress to each boy selected for the concert. And I'm sure that in a household like Oswald's, 10 guineas would be most welcome. It would buy a lot of extras.
It'd buy a lot of pints as well.
Jimmy, pay no attention to her, Mrs. Billington, and rest assured, when my grandson wins that 10 guineas, it'll be put to a very good use.
If he wins it, that is.
Oh, I'm sure he has a very good chance. Mind you, he'll have to work hard at his piano studies.
Oh, he'd have to do that, because until the end of term, all the selected pupils will have to put in some regular weekly practice at school.
Oh, I thought there'd be a catch in it. They'll have us down there every Saturday afternoon when we could be watching football.
I happen to know that the practice period will be each Friday afternoon from 3 to 4.
Well, I still say Friday afternoon. That's when we have our blinking mathematics test. Hey, if I got picked for the concert, I'd get out of it so I could practice. Thanks for telling me, Mrs. Billington.
Oh, now, just a moment, boy. I hope you won't go hinting to your maths master that I've shown you a way to get out of your tests.
Oh, don't worry, I won't mention your name. I'll just say a little bird told me.
Look, will you just clear out of this front room? Alfie and I are having a quiet evening on our own.
Mam says I've got to practice the Bluebells of Scotland. It's my test piece for Saturday.
Yeah, but do you have to practice it now, Jimmy? I want to be alone with my test piece. A piece of goods. Oh, my. Susan.
Alfie, this is important. If I get picked on Saturday, I get 10 guineas for myself and I miss maths test every Friday till the end of term. I haven't had a chance like this since I tried to catch Ozzy's measles during Bobber Job Week.
Oh, why don't you get lost?
Now then, Susan, you'll change your tune when I'm a famous pianist. Hey, I'll need a stage name. Got it. Jim Dizzy Fingers Clitheroe. Available for concerts, half-sister, will travel.
Jimmy, if you're going to stay here, just stop trying to be funny and play something.
Right, Alfie. I'll give you my latest composition to the tune of Oh, Can You Wash Your Father's Shirt? Oh, you can't wash Aunt Susan's face. The makeup is too thick. To scrape the war paint off, you need a chisel and a pick.
Pat, how much longer have we got to listen to that?
Now, Father, we told him off for not practicing. We can't complain when he does.
But it's gone on for 2 hours. I'm proud of my country. But if I hear Bluebells of Scotland much more, I'll change my name to Di Evans and set fire to my kilt.
You must admit he's improved.
He's right, Mr. Sinclair. He's getting better.
And I'm heading for a nervous breakdown. He's been in there now for 3 nights, picking his blooming Scottish bluebells.
I think he just picked a weed by mistake.
You can ring Nelly with a 20-inch telly, but don't ring Lulu. You can ring Faye with a great big head, but don't ring Lulu. Sorry, ma'am.
He's got another 3 days before his test, hasn't he, Mrs. Clitheroe?
That's right, Alfie.
Hey, stop.
Let me know when it's 7 o'clock. Mr. Craythorpe said I only have to practice my piece for an hour tonight.
It's 7 o'clock now.
Father, it isn't.
Well, it's near enough. It's done 6:30.
Mum, could Alfie bring me a glass of lemonade while I'm practicing, please?
Come and get it yourself. You said Craythorpe told you to stop practicing at 7 o'clock.
He said stop practicing bluebells. From 7 to 8, I have to practice my scales.
Oh, no!
Very good, Jim. Very good.
It wasn't bad, Harry, was it, Father? Father? Father!
Yes! Sorry. Just a minute till I take this cotton wool out of my ears. What do you say?
Never mind.
I didn't get one wrong note, ma'am.
Hello, Jim. You're getting to be a real juvenile prodigal.
Oh, I'm all there with me semi-quavers.
Now, don't you get too cocky. You've got a long way to go yet.
Yes, so I should get your bike out and start travelling.
Now then, Father, there's no need for sarcasm. If you're going out with Harry, I should go and get ready.
Ah, well, you're right, my dear. Well, I'll only be a minute, Harry.
Right, Pete.
If you'll excuse me, Harry, I have a few things to finish up in the kitchen.
Oh, that's all right, Pat. Jim and me'll just have a chinwaggle about his musical atrocities.
What?
Is Joanna playing?
Oh, yes, I see. Yeah, well, his grandfather certainly thinks that Jim's playing is atrocious.
Yeah, and I thought he didn't like it.
Mr. Whittle! Mam means that... Yes, Grandad thinks the same about your singing.
Does he?
Yes, he said you've got the most atrocious voice he's ever heard.
Oh, well, isn't that nice?
I think the same. So does me mum.
Jimmy.
But it's true, ma'am. Mr. Whittle's singing is atrocious. Very atrocious. Very, very, very atrocious. In fact, if you practice more, it might get to be diabolical.
No, no, Jim, don't embarrass me.
Jim, stop it. Excuse me, Harry, if I must get tidied up. I'm expecting Theodore, Mrs. Billington.
What's tittling your ma, Jim?
Beaky Billington's nose.
You are?
She always laughs when she thinks of Beaky Billington coming in with Mr. Craythorpe. We call him the owl and the pussycat.
Oh, that's good. Theo the moggy. Although with them specs on, Craythorpe looks more like the owl.
Come in, Mr. Craythorpe.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Hello, James. Hello, Whittle.
Hello, Mr. Craythorpe.
Well, if it isn't Al Theo the tabby. Caught any good meeses lately?
Nobody's dragged in a funny-looking bird.
What are you two talking about?
He's trying to be funny about me.
No, Mr. Craythorpe. We were expecting you to bring Beaky Billington, and instead, you walk in with Vera the Vulture.
That does it. You've been asking for a smack across the face, and now you're going to get it.
Help, protect me, Mr. Craythorpe. Get in front of me.
James, stop pushing me.
Take that, you little beast.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Mr. Craythorpe.
What's going on here?
Ah, Susan, just slap Mr. Craythorpe's face.
What? Craythorpe, what have you been up to?
Me?
Mr. Craythorpe didn't do anything. That horror was the cause of it.
Well, now she's blaming Mr. Whittle.
Oh, no, no, Jim. Don't try to imbricate me.
No, no, come on, then. What's all this about?
All right, Father, you can leave this to me. Harry's waiting to go out with you. He doesn't want to stop here and watch our family squabbles.
Oh, I don't mind, Pat. That right swing of Susan's was the best I've seen since me sister belted her husband for kissing her bridesmaid.
But surely the groom usually kisses the bridesmaid.
This was 2 years after the wedding.
Ah, oh, come on, Harry, let's go. Well, cheerio, everyone.
Right, yeah, Pete.
Cheerio, folks, or as the French say, reservoir.
Oh, Mother, I don't know how I manage to keep from laughing out loud when I hear Mr. Whittle's funny words.
He has the same trouble when he looks at your face.
All right, we don't want any more trouble. Theodore, I thought Mrs. Billington was coming round with you.
Oh, she's coming later, and since there's no point in starting without her, I was wondering if we might fill in the time by hearing James play his piano piece.
In that case, I'll go and shampoo my hair now instead of after supper. I'll see you later, after the concert.
If you hang on, I'll get Grandad's blow lamp and give you a singe as well.
You know, you can't blame her, Jim. You're not exactly a concert pianist, are you?
I'm the best in our class, and that's good enough for a 10-guinea prize.
I shouldn't count your tickets, James. Unless you've improved greatly since last night, I'm afraid Oswald may beat you to it.
You're joking, aren't you? Dumbbell Higginbottom. He knows nothing. He thinks a crotchet is a bad-tempered old man.
Well, Dr. Benson is confident that Oswald will win, and he could be right. I'm afraid Oswald has turned out to be a dark horse.
In that case, I think I'll pay a visit to the Higginbottom stable. Their little nag will have to be nobbled.
Now, just you wait a minute, Jim. Before we knock on Higginbottom's door, I want to know what you're up to.
Don't worry. Just leave everything to me and agree with what I say.
That's what you said when I came with you about the jumble sale. Then you got me confused and I said I didn't like his wife's old clock and Mr. Higginbottom clouted me dial.
We're not taking anything. I'm giving him something for Ozzy. My piano music for the Bluebells of Scotland.
Well, I've just bought you that music for two bob.
The one you bought is in me pocket. This is mine. The one I'm giving to Ozzy. So Mr. Higginbottom will think I'm giving up the contest and get suspicious. But it's not my fault, because I'm telling the truth, see?
No. Yeah, I thought you wanted to win the competition.
That's why I'm here. So Mr. Higginbottom will tell Ozzy not to enter.
He won't do that because you ask him.
I know, but he might do it because I don't ask him.
Oh, I get it. No, I don't.
You will if you don't back me up. If you happen to say the wrong thing, don't worry, I'll nip you. Don't be scared. Higginbottom's bark's worse than his bite.
Oh, Clitheroe, it's you.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Bark. Bite. Dog. Higginbottom.
I see you brought Dizzy Dan with you.
That's a good one, isn't it, Alfie? Mr. Higginbottom's very funny, isn't he? He was funny.
Oh, he is very funny. What's funny?
All right. Hurry up and tell me what you want so I can say no.
I just wanted you to give this to Ozzy. It's my copy of Bluebells of Scotland, because I won't need it now.
Ozzy's got his own music.
Well, this can be a spare, in case he loses his own. I mean, I want to make sure he wins the contest now.
Just a minute. Aren't you going in for it then now?
Well, I was, but you know how my granddad is about spending money. Anyway, I'll see you again. Ta-ra!
Now, hang on. What have you found out about this piano lot that I don't know?
Nothing, have I, Alfie?
You are.
We don't know anything, do we?
No, not a thing.
I hope Ozzy wins, Mr. Higginbottom. Give him that music, because I don't need it. Do I, Alfie?
No, because you've got another one that I give you. Ow, you nip me. You nip me.
Clitheroe, what are you up to? They said it doesn't cost anything to enter.
That's right, isn't it, Alfie?
Oh, definitely, that's right.
Look, Ozzy's going to win that 10-guinea prize. What's funny about that?
Nothing. Not a thing. Good luck to him.
Yes, we hope he enjoys it.
What are you laughing at, Alfie?
I don't know. I can't say, because Jimmy hasn't told me.
It's all right, Mr. Higginbottom. You're not like me, Grandad. You want Ozzy to get on, whatever it costs you. Well, ta-ra. Come on, Alfie.
Come here. What's wrong with this contest?
Nothing, is there, Alfie?
No. It's a very good contest. Oh, he's smashing it. It's a wonderful contest.
Then why does he say he's packing it in?
So you'll tell your Ozzy to pack it in. You're not to win. You enter it.
Don't cut your nails.
Oh, don't some mothers have them? I think you've done very well out of it. Well, that's taken care of Master Ozzy.
Have you finished your breakfast? I want to wash up.
Yes, sister dear. I'm just going into the front room for one last practice on the Joanna before I go to school and collect the prize.
There you go, counting your chickens again. I thought Mr. Craythorpe said Ozzy was the favourite.
Yes, well, the favourite has just been scratched. Ozzy's not going in for it.
What for?
For my roller skates, my magnifying glass, and the knife. It has the thing on it for removing Boy Scouts from horses' hooves. Stones.
He must be crackers, giving up the chance of a 10-guinea prize.
Well, maybe he was a bit scared.
That you'd win?
No, I told him how dangerous piano playing can be. I mean, the lid could fall on your hands. You might get your nose jammed in the piano wires. And there's...
You little villain.
I wonder if the 10-guinea prize will be an electric train. Or maybe a spacesuit with a death ray gun.
Mother, shall I start serving the lunch?
We'll wait 5 minutes more. Jimmy should be back from school soon.
Well, I hope he'll do his practicing at those Friday afternoon sessions at school.
or at least wait until opening time at night.
Oh, he's probably not being picked anyway.
What a blooming day.
What did I say?
Well, what did you say, Pinhead?
She said you wouldn't be picked, and I can see she was right.
Well, it's time you change your specs. I was picked.
Oh, that's marvellous, Jim.
He only won because Ozzy withdrew.
I'll withdraw him when I see him, the twister. He knew before he took my roller skates off me.
Jimmy, aren't you pleased? I mean, missing the math tests on a Friday and...
They've changed the math to Wednesday and moved Wednesday's PT to Friday. Now, while they're having fun climbing up the ropes, I'll be going up the wall playing scales.
Well, at least you'll have the 10-guinea prize. You will, won't you?
Oh, yes, the wonderful prize worth 10 guineas. Do you know what it is?
No, what is it?
20 blooming piano lessons from rotten Dr. Benson.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan. Also appearing were Tony Melody, Rosalie Williams, and Harry Haywood at the piano. The recorded program, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC.